You're listening to Kathy is In with Kathy DeBono.
Places, everyone, places!
Hello, everybody. Welcome back to Kathy is In, the Kathy DeBono Show. I am Kathy DeBono. I'm here in the studio today with Eka Cates. Say hello.
Hello.
and the lovely Jill Bennett. And I'm going to get right into it today, guys, because I want us to have plenty of time to talk about the things we want to talk about. First, write down this phone number because you're going to want it. It's 818-602-4929. We're going to be taking your calls here in the studio on all kinds of things. It's an open forum today, so really it's up to you. You got a question you want to ask, you need some advice about something, you want to pontificate on something, you have a relationship that needs a little help, give us a call, 818-602-4929. Also, I have Becca Cates watching the Twitter today. So if you can't get on the phone, but you want to text in a question or a comment, send it to my Twitter account directly at Kathy DeBono. It's CathyDeBono. And you can direct Twitter me there. We have Becca watching the boards. So you can make your comments and make your ask your questions even if you can't get on the phone. Because I know y'all are listening at work. I know you're pretending you're working. but you're listening. Oh, you should see who I have in the studio today. Okay. So listen, guys. I also want to mention that later we're going to have a check-in with Lynn. We're going to call my mom at work
again. That went over well last week. Everybody really liked Lynn.
She's going to be at work. She says it's a busy day, so we're going to call her and bother her.
Yeah.
She watched Mob Wives. I wouldn't let her tell me about it. She was beside herself with the Mob Wives. But we're going to check in with Lynn later in the hour. So right now, I just want to start with the elephant in the room. And I like to say the pink elephant in the room. For some reason, pink elephant is like a whole other saying, isn't it?
I think the white elephant is the bad Christmas gift saying.
What? Okay, that's way off track.
I'll Google it.
I don't know.
There you go.
So I put up a blog this week, or last week rather, on SheWired.com, posted it. You can check it out just by going through my website, KathyIsIn.com. You can click blog. There's a link to it there. But the elephant in the room is this blog. It created a firestorm of comments on SheWired. And it was interesting to me, the comments that were there, because it seemed to me that a lot of folks, it was a perfect example of screaming right past the point of why I wrote the article, which was to get people to put down their anger for a moment and just maybe consider other options. And what happened was their anger just became completely inflamed. And I wanted to open the phone lines for people to call in, and let's talk about that live. It's 818-602-4929. You know, our unconscious need to believe that we have the ability to recognize evil when we see it and that we're potent enough to eradicate it, I think that's the reason why people are so pissed off. And this blog was about the Casey Anthony case. But to me, it wasn't about Casey Anthony. It was about the principles behind what's gray. The article's called Gray Matters. And when something is not black and white and the ideas about it are still in the gray areas, how do we handle that as human beings? What do we do with it? And I think if it's something that scares us or we feel like we can't possibly swallow the answers to, we get angry to empower us from the fear that we're feeling, and we just stay there. And I think that that's dangerous in a lot of ways. I think it closes us off from expanding. It keeps us from learning. It keeps us from changing our opinions on anything. And guess what, people? Your opinions are your own. You don't have to change them. Just listening to someone else's opinions doesn't mean yours has to change. It just means you are willing to take in something someone else said and try it on and see how it feels. You know, the challenge in this is facing the unknown. The challenge is this, is letting go of the illusion that we have control. And when we have to sit in the gray areas of something, we're sitting in the chaos of the human experience. And I think that that freaks people out and they don't want to do it. And that is the challenge. The challenge is to face the unknown. I have a note here, something that I wanted to say. Where is it? Example.
Okay.
I think I pretty much said what I wanted to say. I mean, basically what I see happening is people are basing really big decisions on whether they like or dislike something. Now, I think we need to use our guts to like or dislike something. It's subjective. It's all wrapped up in our own BS. And you can't base their decisions on something, on whether you like or hate something. A lot of people for a long time loved Hitler. They were manipulated by him. They were brainwashed by him. He told lies. He got an entire, masses of people to do crazy, insane things. A lot of people hate Hitler once they figured out what he was doing. But the reasons the things Hitler did were wrong are not because of how we felt about him. It's not because we liked him or didn't like him. It's because of the psychology behind the things that he did that made them wrong. The actions were wrong. And unless you can step aside from your own feelings and run something through the filter of your brain and your intellect, you will always just stay on the surface of any issue. And I don't know why anybody would want to do that to themselves. I feel like people might want to allow themselves to be part of the equation, allow your own intellect to be part of the equation of the decisions that you come to. And this article is called Gray Matters because I was trying to muse on different theories of what could have happened in the Casey Anthony case. You know, it's a modern day whodunit. I know a lot of people think they know who did it, but the truth is we don't. And we can have a lot of ideas about what went on. And there's a lot of ways to fit in theory. We can take all the black and white facts that we do know. You can read the depositions. You can watch the trial. You can listen to all of the black and white facts of the case. And you can then apply any number of theories, no matter how outlandish they may seem, that either find Casey Anthony responsible for what happened to Kaylee or her parents or some combination of, or some other random person that we don't even know that maybe hasn't even been found yet. All of these theories can be applied to the black and white facts of the case that we do know and still fit. If you put them through psychological theories, they can still fit. There are a number of ways that this could have gone down. And it shocks me at how many people don't want to accept that. They just want to hate Casey Anthony, burn her at the stake, and let this whole thing be over. Wipe their hands of it. And to me, that is nothing but the fear of the unknown and not being willing to say, maybe a girl who can lie like that is really guilty of having created a destructive, sociopathic, narcissistic way of surviving in the world, but it's not going beyond that to figure out why. And yes, some people are born this way, and then nature and nurture, nurture has a lot to do with it. I think it has more to do with it in more cases than not. And not looking at that is stopping short of the entire issue.
But the problem is, when you say that, or here's my guess, is when you say, let's look beyond the what into the why, and that's what you were doing, in my opinion, then people, that scares people, because then people will say, yes, but you can do that for everybody. I mean, pedophiles, they most likely, molested somebody because they were molested. So does that somehow take the responsibility, away? And that's what I think people feel like it's a slippery slope to look beyond into the why, because then they're saying, yes, but you're forgiving her. You're saying it wasn't her fault. And that's not true.
Again, I'm glad you brought this up again, because I think that is an emotional reaction to something I never said. I didn't say this. And just the idea of looking behind what could be going on with Casey Anthony, beyond that she's just, look, we can look at what we were shown on TV and what we know, and she comes across as a distasteful character. She comes across as someone we don't like, right? She comes across as a liar and a thief and a manipulator, and nobody likes that. And so it's really easy to just pin all the nasty on her and hate her and send her to jail, and that's it. But we really do. This article is about doing ourselves a better function. It's not about giving her a better it's not about defending anything that she did or didn't do. It's about saying, what don't we know? What don't we know? And if she did do these things, how did this happen? Don't we want to learn as a community, as a society, as a human race, what makes us tick? We are the most complicated animals there are. Our brains, our minds, they are complex. There is no end to their complexity. And we could study the human mind from now until the end of time. I don't think we would ever have it completely figured out. So how can people decide that just because they're angry and they don't like what something looks like, that they have all of the answers? I think that's a very dangerous game. I think it keeps you shallow. And I think it keeps you easily manipulated by what you hear other people say. You get inflamed with your emotions and you just decide you think you know. That's fear. That's fear and anger, fear and anger, fear and anger. It's much easier to feel anger because it's an empowering feeling. But actually, a state of anger is really a vulnerable place to be because you are shut down from any sort of intellectual further process on a thing. So here's the number, 818-602-4929. Those of you who don't want to call in, tweet me, CATHYDEBUONO. Tweet me directly, and we will be right back. We're going to take a quick break.
Hey, don't touch that browser. Kathy will be right back.
Lagaspot.com is a topic-oriented language translation service. Our translators are highly qualified and experienced in a wide variety of subjects, including legal, medical, technical, financial, and more. Languages include English, Spanish, Italian, French, and many others. If you can't find the language you're looking for, please contact us. We offer personalized quotes tailored to your needs and budget. Go to blagaspot.com and get your free quote today. That's BLAGASPOT.com. Blagaspot. We're up to interpretations.
Did you know you have a soul contract with every person and animal in your life? Even that nosy neighbor who is always in your business and that squirrel you swerve to miss while driving home. Intuitive and soul contract consultant Danielle McKinnon can help you understand why these are important relationships and what they're here to teach you. With her quirky sense of humor and memorable laugh, Danielle will help you create relationships you actually love. Visit www.daniellemckinnon.com to learn more today.
Lucky Dog Leather Jewelry Collections feature the hottest leather accessories around. At Lucky Dog Leather, we offer a wide variety of handmade leather belts, wristbands, and some of the coolest bracelets you will find anywhere. We custom make every piece to order so you get exactly the style and fit you've been looking for. Our original designs have been the choice of Star of Dexter, Michael C. Hall, American Idol winner, Lee DeWise, and the voice finalist, Vicky Martinez. Go to LuckyDogLeather.com and set your cool free.
You're listening to Kathy Is In with psychotherapist Kathy DeBono. For more information or to book a private session with Kathy, go to KathyIsIn.com. Traditional therapy is out, but Kathy is in.
Welcome back. If you're thinking about calling in, do it now, folks. Do not wait till the second half of the show because we won't be able to answer.
Everybody always call. I can tell you this because I'm on the boards. Everyone calls in the last 2 minutes.
Yeah, the phones start lighting up like Christmas trees.
Like the phones go crazy when we're like ready to go. And yeah. I'm like, where were you people a half an hour ago?
You want to get through? You want to make a comment? Stay anonymous. We don't care. 818-602-4929. I know this is an inflammatory concept, but let's talk about it outside of Casey Anthony, which is a really, you know, huge wall to try to get
yeah,
over.
Yeah, but I want one of those people to call in. Like,
they won't. They
I
won't.
I know, but I'm like, you guys are so passionate. You know, they have such strong opinions. And then we're like, let's really talk about it. And
listen, fearful people do not want to show up for these conversations. They want to stay mad.
Yeah, that's
they want
true.
To stay mad because then they don't have to be in touch with the unknown. And their fear. And I mean, there are people on there that were like, you know, I went to leave a comment about opening the phone lines to this today when I realized that, you know, the comments were going crazy and people were really inflamed and really had things to say and wanted to be heard. I was like, well, let me let them know we have an open forum this week. Give them the phone number and invite them to call in. And I also knew that nobody would.
Yeah.
I also really felt that nobody. So I'm also challenging you folks to go ahead and call in. I want to hear everything that you have to say.
I mean, this is not the first. Both of us have written blog posts before. Kathy, a few years back, wrote a blog called Is Gay the New Black, which had the same kind of reaction where people went absolutely wild and had all these things to say. And then we, you know, we did at that time a different show on it and kind of opened the phone lines, so to speak, and no one called in.
Crickets.
And then the same thing when I wrote a blog post about labels, and people had all kinds of strong opinions to say, you know, in the comments, but yet when it came to actually having a conversation about it, nobody called in.
Well, there's a couple comments, you know, after I invited people to come to the radio show, people are like, oh yeah, you're just trying to make money off a dead kid. You know, you're just, yeah, you know, Nielsen is not rating my show, you guys. I'm not making money on this show. And there's nothing about a blog that I made money off of either. There's no money to be had here. I am in the business of pontification. I like to make people think. I like to engage in these conversations. I like running into the unknown and having someone shed light on it for me because it only expands me. And you know what? You can expand me in a direction of something that I didn't know about, and I can still decide that it's not my opinion. But at least now I have a comprehension of it. And to me, I think that's everything.
Yeah, but I think, like we were talking about before, I think black and white is easier. I mean, in many ways, I'm a black and white person. I have, you know, that's the difference between us, is you definitely live in the gray, and I live in the black and white, and I'm more comfortable there. You know, I have very, whenever there's an issue, you can bet that I'm going to have a very definite black and white opinion about it. However, I do enjoy hearing another point of view.
Yeah, I have my definite black and white opinions about things, but I try to tend to talk about things with an open, huge awareness of the gray, because I always want to make room for that. I always want to make room for that to enter the conversation, because I don't want to stay closed-minded. I don't want to, you know, I've grown to a certain point. I want to keep going. I don't want to stay here. And there's nothing that anybody can bring out into my awareness from the gray areas that's going to make me feel challenged enough to just get angry and pissed. I mean, there are people in these blog posts who are stating, well, we know who did it. We know what the facts are. No, you don't.
Yeah.
None of us do. I don't.
Well, the jury certainly didn't.
I'm not claiming that I do.
Yeah.
And no one can. And Jeff Ashton, the prosecutor, did absolutely the best job he could with the evidence that he had. You know, he is locked into working in the black and white. He is, you know, trapped by the evidence that he had and the evidence that he didn't have. And I think he did the best job that he could. And I made a comment in my blog about how his arrogance, I do believe, played a role in his losing the entire thing. Because I think those people, there probably were lesser charges that those people could have been swayed to pin on Casey Anthony.
Oh, yeah.
But we can't forget that our psychology is always at work, guys. And no matter how much we try to be objective, those jurors were in that room with those lawyers, you know, listening to those two sides of that argument for quite a while. And don't think that how they felt about Jose Baez and Jeff Ashton didn't consciously or unconsciously play a role in the decisions that they made. And Jeff Ashton, I'm sorry, you came across as really arrogant.
Yeah.
People don't like that.
No, they don't like it. And I think that people that don't acknowledge the performance aspect of what lawyers do as being important, because this is an emotional decision.
Absolutely. You have to win the jury over.
The
jury has to trust them.
Yeah.
And, you know, no one likes an arrogant guy. And for him to sit there and laugh at Jose Baez, and I'm not saying some of the things Jose did weren't, you know, snickerable, if that's even a word.
Snickerable.
But for the prosecutor of the case to sit back and smirk and snicker, it wasn't going to win over the jury. Oh, look, the prosecutor thinks it's ridiculous. Maybe it is.
Yeah.
It's going to make that jury look at you and go, you're a jackass.
Yeah.
You know, that's not cool. A baby is dead. A young girl is on trial for her life. Her father's being torn apart with accusations. This is not
something to laugh at.
It's not something to laugh at.
Yeah.
While a guy is putting on a defense. I just found that really arrogant. I know he's apologized for it and all of that. And, you know, you got to let the guy go. But at the end of the day, I do think his arrogance played a role in that jury being like, you know, no.
Yeah.
And I don't think the evidence was there. Jeff, that's not your fault. I don't think the evidence was there to convict her on any of these things. I think people had to make a lot of assumptions on the evidence that was there, and they weren't willing to do that when someone's life was held in the balance. 818-602-4929. I knew you folks wouldn't call in. You can tweet me at CATHYDEBUONO if you'd like to make a comment off the air. But even then, you know, that's going to blow your cover. You're going to be identified, aren't you? Because you're going to have to do it from your Twitter account. And I don't think people have the courage to do that when they're that scared. They just want to sit back and anonymously spew their anger and insist that they don't know what's going on. Well, you don't. And it's not going to make you any safer in the world, and it's not going to give you any more control over the chaos of the human experience. So, 818-602-4929. You know, there's a reason to look into the gray areas of situations. There's gray areas in your relationships all the time. If you're not willing to open your mind to those gray areas, you might judge people harshly and fast, and you might lose relationships. You might walk away from a marriage, divorce after divorce after divorce, because you're not willing to open your mind to seeing how someone might behave the way they behave, and maybe it doesn't mean what you think it means. Maybe it does, maybe it doesn't. But you have to be willing to open your mind to the gray areas to understand it, because if you do, you might grow, they might grow, and your relationship might stay intact and become even better for it.
Well, you've certainly, in our relationship, not to give away too much, but, you know, in looking at certain patterns of behavior if you don't look at what's behind it, then you certainly will break up. Like, you have to understand why your partner keeps reacting in a certain way. There's certain patterns that happen in relationships where people respond the same way and they keep running into this wall. And if the person on the receiving end of this doesn't want to look into why this is happening and all they care about is that it is happening, all they care about is the what, you're certainly going to break up.
Yeah.
You're never going to move beyond.
And you're certainly not going to have an intimacy that goes any deeper than, you know, your first 6 months of dating. Mm-hmm. You've got to be able to understand that when people are behaving badly, there's usually some sort of defense going on. And it doesn't mean excusing bad behavior. Now, that's what people hear immediately. No, we can't have any tolerance for bad behavior. No, none. But that's not what this means. It means looking into it and understanding why it happened in the first place. And guess what? When you bring that stuff to awareness and you actually communicate about it, you can eradicate it. You can heal. Defenses or bad behavior, defenses in the form of bad behavior can be healed if we are willing to acknowledge them and give them some attention. Some can't. You know, some can't. I'm not saying across the board this can happen. I'm saying human beings are snowflakes. Our psyches are snowflakes. We can study personality disorders. We can study what happens to someone when they experience trauma. We can study that from here to eternity. There's always going to be exceptions, and there's always going to be people that handle things differently. You know, trauma isn't measured by the event or the trauma itself. So it's not measured by what was the trauma. Was it a car accident? Was it a gunshot? Was it sexual abuse? Thereby, this will be the effect on the victim's psyche. Trauma is not measured that way. Trauma is measured by the reaction of the victim, because what's traumatic for one person may roll right off of someone else's back. I can see if someone gets hit, and this happened in a supermarket, some woman fell, she fell on her face and her mouth was bleeding. It moved me to go help her.
And of course I was like, don't get involved.
Yeah. Jill was afraid I was going to get sued if I held her.
I was like, don't get involved.
You know, it moved other people to cover their face in horror because they saw blood. That's a bit of trauma for them. That was a little moment of a traumatic moment. And for me, you know, the sight of blood didn't bother me. But something else might traumatize me that doesn't bother that person. So you can't say, well, this is trauma, this isn't trauma, and this is how people react, and this is how people don't react. It's about the constitution of the person. And in the case of Casey Anthony, let's say, as a theory, she did develop this sociopathic way of living in the world to defend herself from sexual abuse. It's a theory, people. It's a theory. Let's say that's what happened. Okay? She had the psychological constitution, the strength in it, and enough intelligence in it to adopt that way of surviving. Whereas someone else may have adopted a drug addiction, or they may have just crumbled in a nervous breakdown. I mean, there's a million ways that we can talk about what happens to people, and that's why people are so fascinating, and that's why we can't stop asking questions. Because as soon as we stop doing that, we just create more and more division in our communities and in our relationships and in our families and in our friendships. 818-602-4929. Kathy DeBono on Twitter. You can tweet me directly. We got Becca Cates watching the screen, making sure anything's coming in. So, what's that? Oh, I'm being told it's time to go to a commercial. I don't know what that little hand signal was. So we're going to take a break. 818-602-4929. Come on back. We're going to call my mom and have her. We're just going to check in with Lynn about the mob wives a little bit later, and that's always fun.
Stay tuned. Kathy will be right back.
Licensed psychotherapist Kathy DeBono now offers her services through private sessions over secure online video chat or voice-only phone calls if you prefer. You can even choose to use instant messenger or email exchange. Go to KathyIsIn.com to learn more about licensed psychotherapist Kathy DeBono and how she and her unique brand of intuitive counseling can help you achieve the change you want to see in your life. KathyIsIn.com.
Affirmative Athletics. A Freedom Assembly Project is a nonprofit sports and literacy program that positively affirms incarcerated children. By creating a culture centered around strong values of dignity, integrity, respect, and honor, affirmative athletics helps mold these young children into responsible and emotionally stable young adults. Find out how you can help. Visit us at www.affirmativeathletics.org. Affirmative Athletics, affirming minds, bodies, and souls of today's youth.
Did you know you have a soul contract with every person and animal in your life? Even that nosy neighbor who is always in your business and that squirrel you swerve to miss while driving home. Intuitive and soul contract consultant Danielle McKinnon can help you understand why these are important relationships and what they're here to teach you. With her quirky sense of humor and memorable laugh, Danielle will help you create relationships you actually love. Visit www.daniellemckinnon.com to learn more today.
Kathy is in and she's ready to see you now. Psychotherapist Kathy DeBono is bringing her practice to Transformation Talk Radio, offering her unique brand of intuitive advice. Therapy has never been such a good time. From self-discovery to relationships, communication to coming out. Kathy's compassion runs deep, but her tough love will help you bang down the doors to your authentic self. Traditional therapy's out, but Kathy is in. The Kathy DeBono Show, Tuesdays at noon, Pacific time.
Hello, everybody. Welcome back to Kathy Is In. This is Kathy DeBono. We have an open forum today, so call in. We're talking about anything you want to talk about. It's 818-602-4929, or you can tweet me at Kathy DeBono, CathyDeBono. And Becca says we have a question on the tweet board.
That's correct.
What is it?
The question is...
And who's the tweet user?
The tweet user is Twitchy8688.
All right.
Twitchy.
Okay. 8688. So her question is, what can you tell me about parents not being okay with you being gay? So parents that don't accept their gay children. What can you tell us about that?
Parents in relation to their children?
Yeah, what can you tell me about parents not being okay with you being gay?
That's a whole ball of wax. Well... Gosh, we come from so many different cultures, even within this country, and there could be so many different reasons why that person doesn't feel comfortable with their kid being gay, and it's going to start with examining their culture. If you're going to look into understanding it, it could be religious, it could be otherwise. But again, I'm going to say it's the fear of the unknown, and it's the BS incorrect understandings of a culture that they don't understand, which is gay people. A lot of people don't understand what gay people are, what they're like, who they're like, what their lives are like, what they are to be like, what their sex is like, what their relationships are like. They have a lot of really outlandish ideas of what that is. And that's what these parents are afraid of. They're afraid of learning that their child is someone other than who they ever thought they were. And that blows their minds. And so we need to have a little patience with these people. We need to have a little patience with the fear that their ignorance is bringing to them. And we have to hopefully help them face that ignorance and expand their knowledge base and their experience of the gay community.
Well, how can you do that? Because there's another question here that says, how do you explain being gay to your parents? So what kind of tips can you give people to try to open that dialogue with their parents to help them understand? When parents are just saying, well, I'm confused, you know, I don't know what that means. I don't know.
I think what happens a lot is gay kids in these situations are left alone to educate their parents about this, who've been on the planet and living longer than they have and are indoctrinated with the ignorance and the stereotypes of the gay community, and all their fears are there and they're projecting it on their kids. And what can the kid do? There's, I think they need to expose their parents to the gay community. I think they need to introduce them to their friends, introduce them to the people that they're dating, let them get to know them, introduce them to certain books. Like I've mentioned this book before, Now That You Know, it's a book where every chapter is written by another heterosexual parent that went through this process of finding out their child was gay and having to go through the transformation of acceptance or not, and what they went through and how they learned and what their particular barriers were. And everybody has different things that they're afraid of or that they're mourning in terms of the child they thought they were going to have. My my trick was, for about 5 years into already being out of the closet, my mom really didn't want to meet any of my girlfriends or people that I was dating. She was just wanted to stick her head in the sand. She was terrified of not being able to relate to these people, and she didn't even really know that that's what it was. But I kind of forced her into the situation because I knew that she was scared of something she didn't need to be scared of. And when she came out to LA to visit me, oh my God, it was Gay Pride weekend. That I did not do on purpose. That was a total accident, but it was kind of a happy accident. And she got to meet a group of my friends and find out that they were just other people's kids, other people's sisters and brothers and normal kids with jobs. They worked at a bank. They worked at a gym. They were really no different than me. And seriously, the only difference between gay people and straight people is that we are attracted to someone of the same sex. Everything else remains the same. How we want to have a relationship, how we want to be loved. Do we want to move forward and have a family? You know, all of those things aren't going to change because you're gay. Those kinds of things are going to change based on who you are and what makes you different from other people on the planet. But that goes for gay or straight. So if you're gay, those things are all going to be decided by the person that you are, not by your sexuality. Seriously, the only difference between us and straight people is the fact that we are attracted to the same sex rather than the opposite sex, and that our sex doesn't lead to procreation. That's it. That's the only difference. And it sounds way too simple, but it really is that simple. And it requires a lot of education and a lot of experience around the void that's been there for all of their lives. You know, they've just heard the horror stories or the stereotypical stories about gay people and the ones to be feared and the ones that push their buttons, and they haven't spent the time to meet the rest of us.
Well, my mom's best friend, Yvonne, who I love dearly, but who is in her early 80s now, the last time we were out there, we got into a discussion about gay pride celebrations, and she's like, why do you feel the need? Why do people feel the need to do this? I think it just makes you look bad. And I was like, you have to understand, you're looking at it from your perspective. From our perspective, we spend 364 days a year being the minority. This is one day. We have one day where we are gathering together to say we're proud of who we are and we're celebrating it without thought to how it looks to the rest of the world. This Pride celebration is not for you people. It's for us. This is our celebration. And it's not meant to be splashed across the news in order to normalize us to you. This is our celebration.
Yeah. Imagine a world where you lived isolated from people who were like you, and you had no pride in who you were. You actually grew up with a lot of shame in who you were. As you discovered who you were, you grow up being afraid of it, being afraid to tell anybody
being
about
ashamed
it,
of it.
Being ashamed of it, being, you know, having ideas of what gay means put on you, and actually it's part of your own belief system and you can't even understand why. You know, you're scared of gay people. You're scared of being gay. You don't want anyone to know you've even had these thoughts or feelings. Imagine growing up and what that does to your psyche. Well, gay pride parades and gay pride celebrations are exactly that. Imagine growing up debilitated by the shame of who you are. It screws with your ability to have any kind of functional, successful life or relationships or to love yourself or to trust yourself or to move forward with any kind of freedom. And gay prides were created so that people in our community could step up, step out, and help each other grow from the shame and heal from the shame. Hi, welcome. You're on the air. Who's calling?
Hi, it's a friend from Northern California, and I just wanted to share a little experience that I'm having today at work because of the Ninth Circuit Court of Appeals determining Prop 8 being unconstitutional. I'm sitting here, and I've got people poking their head in the office door just saying, congratulations, have you heard? Isn't it great news? And it's all my straight colleagues, and it's just so fabulous.
Wonderful. That's wonderful that they had you in
mind.
I'm
having a great day being gay today.
Yay! That is awesome. I love that. That's wonderful. And thanks for calling in and sharing it. And I think it's great that, you know, there's a lot of heterosexual people these days who have decided to go into the gray area and understand what it means to be gay a little bit better. It doesn't mean you're going to be able to identify with being gay, because you're not. It just means you're going to be able to understand more and more about the ignorant things that you grew up learning and how untrue they are and where the fear doesn't need to be. I think that's amazing.
So for those of you who haven't seen the news this morning, Ninth Circuit upheld that Prop 8 was unconstitutional. So what that means is absolutely nothing has changed, unfortunately. At this point, we still are not allowed to be married. I just want to clarify that because there's a lot of people, even before this happened, that thought that gay marriage was legal in California. Like, you would not believe, and it's understandable. It doesn't really affect their lives if you're straight, unless you have a gay relative. You're not really going to keep track of this. But most people believe that gay marriage is legal in California. It is not legal. It is still not legal. They basically just struck down Prop 8, but there's still a stay on allowing gay people to get married, because what's probably going to happen is they're going to, the anti-gay marriage people are going to appeal this decision, which means it's most likely going to still be tied up in the courts for the next 2 years. So, although today was a big victory symbolically,
the fight is not over.
Realistically, we're still not able to get married.
But we need to stop and celebrate the battles
Certainly.
That we win along the way before we
impatient.
Win the war. We have to go to a break. You guys, 818-602-4929, or tweet me at Kathy DeBono, CathyDeBono. Click that follow button and let's stay connected.
Hey, don't touch that browser. Kathy will be right back.
Blogspot.com is a topic-oriented language translation service. Our translators are highly qualified and experienced in a wide variety of subjects, including legal, medical, technical, financial, and more. Languages include English, Spanish, Italian, French, and many others. If you can't find the language you're looking for, please contact us. We offer personalized quotes tailored to your needs and budget. Go to blagaspot.com and get your free quote today. That's BLAGASPOT.com. Blagaspot. We're up to interpretations.
Licensed psychotherapist and coming out specialist Kathy DeBono is now available to provide the counseling and coming out support that you need to take this vital and necessary step. Kathy now offers her services through private sessions over secure online video chat or voice-only phone calls if you prefer. You can even choose to use instant messenger or communicate through an email exchange. With Kathy's help, you will thoroughly examine your unique life circumstances and create a plan that is tailor-made for you. For more information, go to KathyIsIn.com.
Lucky Dog Leather Jewelry Collections feature the hottest leather accessories around. At Lucky Dog Leather, we offer a wide variety of handmade leather belts, wristbands, and some of the coolest bracelets you will find anywhere. We custom make every piece to order so you get exactly the style and fit you've been looking for. Our original designs have been the choice of Star of Dexter, Michael C. Hall, American Idol winner Lee DeWise, and the voice finalist Vicky Martinez. Go to LuckyDogLeather.com and set your cool free.
Hello, welcome back. 818-602-4929. Read it, Becca.
We have another question from the Twitter feed from Frixie. And her question is, is it dangerous to keep your anger inside yourself? Is it necessary to let it out? Two question marks. Yes, I think that means that she was very... She really wants to know the answer to this question.
Thank you for the grammatical analysis.
No problem.
Is it dangerous to let it out? Well, here we go. Or keep it in. First, I think the first step is to understand what anger is. And anger shows up in service of the feelings that are beneath it. And those are the really important feelings. So understand what anger is. Anger is a gateway. Anger is a suit of armor. Anger is something that shows up to empower us when we feel hurt. So once you understand that concept, the idea is to get that anger will have further expression when you can get behind it and give the feelings behind it expression. So do you want to express your anger? Well, is it good to express your anger? That's going to always count on how you want to express it, okay? Obviously, there's ways of expressing anger that are just no good for anyone, the person expressing it or the person receiving it. But what you really want to do is understand, what is that anger in service of? And when you understand that, that's where you want to put your energy. That's where you want to put your focus. You want to understand what it is that anger is showing up to protect you from. And I will guarantee you, it's going to be somewhere inside of you that you feel hurt or scared. And then that is going to be the place that deserves your attention.
I'm sorry, I have to say something a little unrelated right now.
Okay.
I'm on Twitter. And a girl just wrote, "Totally agree with everything you're saying. Love your point of view. Wish you were my mom."
I wasn't going to read that one.
When did I get to the age where girls want me to be their mom? Jesus.
Who, you? Did she want you to be the mom or me?
Both of us. She wrote to both of us. I mean, it's very sweet, but, I, you know, that's a step up. It's like when people start calling me ma'am instead of miss, I'm like, oh, man.
Honey, we are old enough to have children of various ages.
I know, but it's that just...
I think that is a wonderful compliment.
It is, but...
And I appreciate it.
Sorry, I had to say it. I was a little surprised.
We have another question.
Go for it, Becca Cates.
And she really wants this question to be read. This is Tara WMC. She's pretending to be straight for her mom. Will this damage her emotionally?
Okay, Tara. I think this is awful. I think a lot of people do it. I think I went through my own lifetime of doing that back in the day. I think this is part of the coming out process. I don't want to catastrophize this and make you afraid of this. The coming out process and you owning your sexuality, and when it involves the people you are faking it for, you have to remember that they will go through a process as well with learning the new things that you've discovered about yourself. It's very new to them, and it's also something they cannot identify with because it doesn't live inside of them. And it is also something that, unfortunately, in most parts of the world, comes with a lot of negative connotation. Okay, now that being said, you have to allow your mom and your family that room to know that that's the rock that they are living under. That is the weight of the rock that they have on them when they learn this about you. Now, it's so easy to get really freaking pissed off at that ignorance and at the fact that we have to lie or that we have to politely be gay in order to be around these people as they go through their process. I think it's a meeting in the middle. Your parents and your family hopefully will come around with their love for you and decide to grow and expand and understand what does gay mean better, because their child has expressed that this is a part of who they are. So hopefully that family will step up to the plate and decide they're going to learn more about this. On your end, I hear you saying that you're pretending to be straight. So that's... The part of this that is part of the coming out process is that this is part of your process. You know that you're pretending. You know that this isn't real. Don't let it confuse you with what you know about yourself. Have pride in yourself. Continue to learn about the gay community. Continue to stay active in it. Continue to stay connected. Continue to explore yourself and your sexuality and make decisions about what you like and what you don't like. It doesn't mean that that has to be a part of your process with your mom. I mean, very often, sexual processes that we don't have those with our parents. So have that with yourself. The part where you're pretending to be straight is really, it's easy for me to say not to do that. It's easy for me to say don't do that. It's bad for you. It's bad for the people around you. But that really does depend on how safe you are and what part of the world you're in and what are the possible consequences of you not doing that? Is it possibly a consequence that you're going to get smacked across the face and make your nose bleed? Or is it possible that the people around you might just be in a little discomfort and then they will have to get over it? Hopefully it's part two, you know, hopefully it's part two of that scenario. So stay clear on what's going on in the world around you. There's a lot of, again, you know, it's the theme of today's show. There's a lot of gray area in this. There's no real black and white answer. But just stay clear with your process. And thanks for writing in. So it's time now to check in with Lynn. Lynn is my mom, for those of you who don't know. I grew up in New York, and my mom is there. She's at work. We're going to call her right now.
Come on, Lynn.
Come on, Lynn. You know we're calling. Do you believe this? Do you believe this nonsense? Is this her cell phone or is this her office phone?
Hello?
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 John?
Yes?
John, this is Kathy. You're on my radio show right now.
Oh, hello, Kathy. How are you?
She did this on purpose.
Your mother just told me you were calling.
This is my mom's boss.
You know what? Your mom is fired now.
Okay. All right. I happen to know you can't live without her.
Yes, you're right. You are right. Hold on. Let me put Lynn on.
All right. Thank you.
Oh, my God.
That was cute.
You get me in big trouble.
Hi, Lynn.
Hi, Ma.
What's going on, girls?
You're live on the radio. I'm here with Jill and Becca today.
Okay. Hello, girls.
Hello.
Hi, Lynn.
Hello, girls. Ma, did you watch the Mob Wives videos that I sent you?
Oh, my God. Yes, I did.
Well, what do you think? Are these the Italian women of the East Coast?
What did you just say?
I said, are these the Italian women of the East Coast? I mean,
no.
We're Italian.
Please, how could you say that, you being an Italian woman from the East Coast? Is that what you know?
Well, I've broken my fair share of noses.
First of all, that's all abnormal behavior. Right there. And I could say you should move your practice to Staten Island because you'll make a fortune. They all need therapy.
Yeah, but they don't think they do.
Well, somebody ought to put them somebody ought to fill them in, I'll tell you right now. That is the most obscene behavior I've ever seen.
Well, what were you watching? What episode did you see?
They were fighting on a balcony, and the fist fight broke out over some man. Somebody stole somebody's boyfriend.
Yeah, years ago, mind you. Years ago.
Years ago. So let's carry a grudge. I mean, it's really, who behaves like that? The other thing I have to say is, you really believe in this reality TV? There's cameras following them around. You want me to believe that they don't tell them to act more bizarre than they usually act?
Well, I think the producers do a really good job of finding the personalities that are pretty much going to guarantee they get what they want.
Yeah, but come on, that has to be played up. If you know there's a camera on you, you're going to play it up, right?
So she's calling out the acting aspect.
Yeah.
You think they're that good of an actor, Ma? That was real.
That's not acting. That's how they really behave.
Right.
But I'm sure if they're getting paid to be on TV to do this, they can just enhance it. That's all. They're not acting.
Well, don't you find their honesty somewhat refreshing, that they just confront one another when they feel it?
That they confront one another?
Yeah.
But they don't, not in an intelligent manner.
Well.
I mean, they're like animals.
Yeah.
They are. I agree, Lynn.
I think animals probably behave better than that. I mean, that's ridiculous.
Didn't you tell me a story once when you were like a teenager that you had to go to, you had to show up for some fight somewhere?
Oh, my God. I thought I was going to die right there on the scene. I was like 15, and it was supposed to be the north side of town versus the west side of town. But the only problem was there was only two girls on the north side of town, me and Teresa, who was 4'11".
Oh, my God.
But you showed up, didn't you?
Well, it was in our local hangout in the candy store. Nothing ever happened. They never came. The girls never came over. They
you know what that means, Ma? That means you won.
You won, Lynn.
That means that's your territory.
That's right. I won the territory. It's like Grease. Remember the movie Grease?
Or West Side Story.
West Side Story.
All right, Ma. I'm going to send you more videos of something else because we need to check in with you about something else next week.
All right, my dear.
Bye, Lynn.
Bye, Lynn. We love you.
Bye.
Aw.
I cut her right off.
You cut her off. She was going to say she loved us, too.
Oh, well, we know she loves us.
Guys, thank you for being here this week. Next week, I'm going to have a guest with me. Her name is Althea Root, and she created the, what was the, her movie, what was the name of her movie?
It's on the sheet right in front
Part-time
of you.
Fabulous.
Part-time
Fabulous.
Part-time
Fabulous. It's about a woman with mental illness, and I'm really looking forward to talking to her. She'll be with us next week. Until then, please follow me on Twitter, find me on Facebook. Let's stay connected, guys, and thanks for being here today.
That was wonderful.
Bravo.
I loved that.
Oh, it was great.
Well, it was pretty good.
Well, it wasn't bad.
Well, there were parts of it that weren't very good, though.
It could have been a lot better.
I didn't really like it.
It was pretty terrible.
It was bad.
It was awful.
I was terrible.
Get him away.
Hey, boom.
Boom.
That's a wrap.
You're listening to Kathy is In with Kathy DeBono.
For more information, go to KathyIsIn.com.
Blogspot.com is a topic-oriented language translation service. Our translators are highly qualified and experienced in a wide variety of subjects, including legal, medical, technical, financial, and more. Languages include English, Spanish, Italian, French, and many others. If you can't find the language you're looking for, please contact us. We offer personalized quotes tailored to your needs and budget. Go to blogspot.com and get your free quote today. That's blagspot.com. Blogspot, where are two interpretations?
Affirmative Athletics, a Freedom Assembly Project, is a nonprofit sports and literacy program that positively affirms incarcerated children. By creating a culture centered around strong values of dignity, integrity, respect, and honor, Affirmative Athletics helps mold these young children into responsible and emotionally stable young adults. Find out how you can help. Visit us at www.affirmativeathletics.org. Affirmative Athletics, affirming minds, bodies, and souls of today's youth.
Lucky Dog Leather Jewelry Collections feature the hottest leather accessories around. At Lucky Dog Leather, we offer a wide variety of handmade leather belts, wristbands, and some of the coolest bracelets you will find anywhere. We custom make every piece to order so you get exactly the style and fit you've been looking for. Our original designs have been the choice of Star of Dexter, Michael C. Hall, American Idol winner, Lee DeWise, and the voice finalist, Vicky Martinez. Go to LuckyDogLeather.com. And set your cool free.
Licensed psychotherapist Kathy DeBono now offers her services through private sessions over secure online video chat or voice-only phone calls if you prefer. You can even choose to use instant messenger or email exchange. Go to KathyIsIn.com to learn more about licensed psychotherapist Kathy DeBono and how she and her unique brand of intuitive counseling can help you achieve the change you want to see in your life. KathyIsIn.com.
You're listening to Kathy Is In, the Kathy DeBono Show.
Big love makes my heart attack.
Licensed psychotherapist Kathy DeBono is bringing her practice to the airwaves of talk radio, offering her unique brand of intuitive advice. Therapy has never been such a good time.
From self-discovery to relationships, communication to coming out.
Kathy's compassion runs deep, but her tough love will help you bang down the doors to your authentic self. Tune in, listen, learn, and laugh. Traditional therapy is out, but Kathy is in. The Kathy DeBono Show, every Tuesday at noon, Pacific Standard Time.
For more information, go to KathyIsIn.com.
With psychotherapist Kathy DeBono. For more information or to book a private session with Kathy, go to KathyIsIn.com. Traditional therapy is out, but Kathy is in.